السادة القائمين على المطلب.
Excellencies, managers and attendants. Sir, although the Druze are one of the oldest religions, they are threatened, their very existence. We live in Israel, in Lebanon, in Syria, many thousands, and there are migrant Druzes in Venezuela, in Canada, in Australia, and Europe. I would like to devote my statement to the youth among the Druze in terms of education and economic life and the importance of their receiving education at a higher level. Our youth are capable of making their achievements when they are given the chance, and therefore we give you the following information that one of our students had the best score in the A-levels in Israel, though they constitute only 2% of the inhabitants of Israel. But when they are given the opportunity, they are very successful. They live in an average life where it's difficult for their parents to pay for their education. And when there are grants or scholarships, there are not enough of these to cover the basic needs. And I note that in Israel, there are two important points that we have to raise. Israel is the only country that gives scholarships to the Druze students, but they cover only 10% of the educational expenses, and therefore the students need further assistance. And the Jews have got great communities in Europe and in the States, and they give scholarships, and the Muslims receive from Arab states scholarships, as well as the Christians from the church. But the Druze, they have no one to pay for the education. 60% of our youth want to be educated, but they cannot receive education, and therefore they have to find work. And